Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Elizabeth Peak of the Fox News and of The Hill, a columnist at both, about inflation. Last week, there was a Wall Street surprise of a producer's price index coming in higher than expected, inflated prices that producers pay to produce the material that consumers buy. I reported to Liz that my conversations with colleague Gene Marks, traveling across the nation, speaking to small business associations, indicated that no longer was there a concern about finding enough employees. Now the concern is overhead costs, the cost of materials, trucking, construction, banking, the necessities of life, the infrastructure of the country. That suggests that the PPI was not an outlier, but was in fact indicative of higher costs. Higher prices, meaning inflation is sticky. Here's Liz to describe what may be very well the near future, which is that the inflation number, while tamed, is not going to obey the decline that was expected towards 2% in order for the Federal Reserve to, in some fashion, reduce the interest rate payments that have risen so precipitously since the spring of 22. Elizabeth Peak, The Hill, on inflation.
Well, and if you look at the commodities index, Bloomberg's commodities index, it definitely is up, is definitely trending higher. How much of that is the kind of cost you're talking about, I don't know. But, you know, look, things like electricity costs continue to go up. Now oil is going up again, which, you know, that's going to be a political problem for Joe Biden. If gasoline prices go back to $5 this summer, which they well could if this continues, I don't think the inflation side of the equation is solved just yet. Without a doubt, it has gotten better, and it's certainly manageable now. But again, I think the Fed's in a very tough situation right now because they are looking at both these things, both the employment picture, which is softening a little, and inflation, which is not where they want to get to. And that's why they're going to, of course, that's why they're not going to do anything at this meeting because they can't. So the question is, how many more months are they going to feel similarly constrained and unable to really cut rates? And that's what we don't know.
More of this later.